Hello and welcome to EVA India Insights podcast. I'm your host, Pallavi, and today we are diving into a topic that's extremely relevant for companies and investors in today's capital markets, the evolving landscape of rights issues. Joining me for this insightful discussion is Gigi Matthew, our Director in Transactions and Corporate Finance team at EY India. Gigi brings extensive expertise in equity markets, fundraising strategies, and regulatory frameworks. Welcome to the podcast, Gigi. It's great to have you with us here today.
Thanks, Pallavi. It's a pleasure to be here.
Gigi, to begin with a very basic question, could you briefly explain what a rights issue is and why is it so significant to our investors?
Certainly, Pallavi. A rights issue is when a listed company offers its existing shareholders the opportunity to purchase additional shares at a given price before those shares are available to the public. This allows investors to maintain their percentage ownership and avoid dilution. It's significant because it enables current shareholders to participate in the company's growth at a discounted rate while preventing loss of control when new shares are issued.
Thank you, Gigi. According to you, what are the key changes introduced in the new rights issue framework?
SEBI's recent framework brings in several key changes that aim to simplify and strengthen the rights issue process. There are six of them. Let's walk through each of them briefly. First, speedy timeline. Rights issues now must be completed within 23 working days of receiving the board approval, as compared to the previous timeline of 4 to 6 months. Second, automation. The share allotment and bid validation processes are now fully automated by stock exchanges and depositories, thereby reducing the manual errors. Third, simplified documentation. Filing of the draft letter of offer with SEBI for its approval is now eliminated. Only a concise letter of offer is required to be filed with SEBI. Fourth, rights entitlement transfer flexibility for promoters. Promoters can now transfer the rights entitlement to chosen investors if it is disclosed in advance. This gives more flexibility in raising funds as promoters can bring in specific investors. Also, application from these investors cannot be withdrawn. This adds certainty to the whole process of fundraising. Fifth, selective allotment under the undersubscribed issues. Under the new rights issue rules, companies can allot unsubscribed shares to select investors at the same issue price. This helps deal with undersubscription and makes rights issue more attractive as a whole fundraising method. Sixth point, no mandatory merchant banker. The requirement of merchant banker to manage rights issue has now been removed by SEBI.
Thank you, Gigi. Now, how does the updated framework simplify the process for companies alongside also empowering the investors?
Firstly, for companies, the revised 23-day timeline really helps to reduce the administrative load and overall cost. With more automation, there is less manual work and paperwork, which means greater clarity and efficiency. Plus, the option to allocate unsubscribed shares to specific investors makes it easier to manage undersubscriptions more effectively. And for the investors, the automated bid validation process reduces the chances of error, making participation smoother. Greater transparency in allocation and disclosures also builds trust. And most importantly, shareholders can quickly take advantage of discounted offers without any delay or confusion.
Thank you, Gigi. Pivoting towards the challenges, according to you, what are the challenges or limitations that companies and investors should bear in mind with respect to the updated rights issue framework?
Let's understand some of the possible limitations of the framework. Firstly, operational readiness. The company should be ready to launch the offer on the board approval date in all respect. The short 23-day timeline demands tight coordination between stock exchanges, the registrar and transfer agents, and company teams. Any delay can affect the issue outcome. Secondly, disclosure discipline. More flexibility means greater responsibility to provide clear, timely, and accurate disclosures, especially when opting for rights issue, entitlement transfers, and selective allotment. Thirdly, investor participation mechanics. Ambiguities remain in scenarios involving both pronounced entitlement under undersubscribed shares, especially in single investor, applies in both the categories. Lastly, execution complexities. With no merchant bankers, companies must carefully manage preparatory steps well before board approval and shall also carefully manage the coordination with stock exchanges, registrars, and the depositories to ensure compliance. Any missteps may trigger delays or rejection.
Thank you, Gigi. Our one last question to you would be, how do you see this framework impacting the larger India's financial ecosystem in the long run?
In the long run, SEBI's revised rights issue framework is likely to have a very positive impact in India's financial ecosystem. The revised framework should encourage rights issuances. By lowering time, cost, and complexity, more companies, especially SMEs, may prefer to go through rights issues over other fundraising routes. The rights issue, this new framework should enhance market efficiency. Automation and transparency can nurture investor confidence, leading to stronger participation and improved capital market dynamics. It shall boost dynamic fundraising as well. Companies will use rights issues more strategically to capitalize on favorable market conditions. This could reduce dependence on debt, promoting healthier balance sheets and broader equity participation. A more dynamic rights issue capital market could also deepen India's equity culture, encouraging more companies to go public and more citizens to invest. Further, it shall support broader capital market structuring also. The framework contributes to more robust Indian financial ecosystem by facilitating faster capital mobilization, better corporate governance, and more engaged investor base. Overall, this is a step forward in making India's capital market more inclusive, agile, robust, and it's a foundation that could support long-term and sustainable growth.
Thank you so much, Gigi, for those valuable insights. It's clear that rights issues are evolving, and in this particular new framework has the potential to transform the way companies raise capital and how investors interact with these opportunities.
Thank you so much, Pallavi. It was a pleasure discussing this with you today.
Thank you. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in for the EY India Insights podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us for more conversation on trends shaping businesses and finance. Until next time, this is Pallavi signing off.